Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 18th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Cheeseburger Day. We owe this delicious celebration to Lionel Sternberger, who at just 16 years old in 1926, invented the cheeseburger at his father's sandwich shop, The Right Spot in Pasadena, California. Enjoy those toasted, drippingly good cheeseburgers today, thanks to Lionel's culinary creativity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a mostly cloudy day, with temperatures reaching up to 76, accompanied by a light southeast breeze. Tonight, we have a chance of rain showers and patchy fog, with a low of 63 and gentle northeast winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 5:45, with a high tide just before 11:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain showers and patchy fog on Thursday and Friday, with mostly cloudy skies and highs in the upper 60s to low 70s. The weekend will bring partly sunny conditions with lows in the 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Boston Celtics are officially for sale, and some notable names are in the running to own this iconic NBA franchise, including Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. According to Boston radio host Courtney Cox, there are currently three finalists: Bezos, Wynn Encore, and Sam Kennedy. It is important to note that it is unlikely Kennedy will partner with other investors in this bid. Reports suggest he may be representing Fenway Sports Group, which owns several teams, including the Boston Red Sox and Liverpool Football Club. Wynn Encore, a hotel and casino, is owned by Wynn Resorts, based in Las Vegas. Now on to sports. The Chicago White Sox are enduring a historically bad season, marking the worst performance in baseball in a century. Surprisingly, this misfortune has sparked joy among their competitors in the American League Central Division. As the White Sox chase a piece of miserable history, the Cleveland Guardians are on track to win the division, while the Kansas City Royals and Minnesota Twins hold wildcard spots. Even the Detroit Tigers are making a late push, showcasing a remarkable turnaround for this division, traditionally viewed as a punchline, at the expense of wealthy franchises like the Boston Red Sox. In local sports, last night, the Red Sox were outplayed by the Rays, losing 8-3 at Tropicana Field. Despite a massive two-run homer by Tristan Casas and another solo shot from Ronny Gonzalez, the Sox couldn't keep up. Nick Pivetta struggled, giving up 5 earned runs over 4 2/3 innings. Tampa Bay's hot bats, including 2 homers from Lowe, were too much for the Sox to handle. The Sox are now at 75 wins and 76 losses, and the last wild card spot is slipping away. Tonight, the Sox play game 2 of the series with Tanner Houck taking the mound. In top news, a new nonprofit organization called the Decentralized AI Society has been launched by industry leaders to combat the potential monopolization of the artificial intelligence industry. Michael Casey, the former chief content officer of CoinDesk, is serving as the chairman. In an interview at a blockchain conference in Singapore, Casey stated, "The decentralized AI society is acknowledging the fact that centralized platforms in the AI era have a massive head start. They own all the data, they own all the compute, and I would say they own the regulators." In business news, the stock prices of major entertainment companies like Disney, Paramount, Sirius, and Warner Brothers Discovery have significantly declined this year. In contrast, the Standard & Poor's 500 and the Dow Jones Industrials are reaching new highs. These companies fall under the consumer discretionary category, meaning their products are often the first to be skipped when budgets are tight. Disney, for instance, has seen a drop from a peak price of $122 in late March to $92 today, marking a 24% decline over 6 months. The price also dipped to $84 in mid-August. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $60,400. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $132. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Chickadees, those adorable bandit-masked visitors to backyard feeders, are beloved across North America. Their skills in spotting predators make them valuable to other birds, and their boldness allows them to snatch seeds from people's hands. Scientists have focused on the overlapping ranges of the black-capped chickadees and Carolina chickadees, creating a surprising natural experiment in species boundaries. Research shows that human activities, including climate change and habitat alteration, are reshaping these relationships. This study of hybrids reveals significant insights into how species adapt and interact in our changing environment. And in entertainment news, Sean Diddy Combs has been denied bail and ordered to jail as he awaits his trial for serious charges, including sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. This decision comes following a 3-count federal indictment that accuses Combs of exploiting his extensive business empire to abuse, threaten, and traffic women, all while safeguarding his reputation. Prosecutors in the Southern District of New York allege that Combs, along with his security and household staff, created a criminal enterprise involved in various serious offenses, including forced labor and bribery. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Argentinian footballer, Lionel Messi. And he said, "I prefer to win titles with the team ahead of individual awards or scoring more goals than anyone else. I'm more worried about being a good person than being the best football player in the world. When all this is over, what are you left with? When I retire, I hope I'm remembered for being a decent guy." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.